Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface in the MTS Center press box. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, alongside analyst Richard Pollock and producer Michael Remus. And in exhibition game number 5 of 7, the Winnipeg Jets were victorious tonight over the Ottawa Senators by a 2-1 margin. Richard, like we did with the first exhibition game post-game podcast, we'll talk about specific players more than breaking down the game itself in specific details, because people are more interested in seeing what some of the players who are competing for roster spots, how they perform tonight. Just a quick word before we get to the individual guys about what you thought of tonight's game.
Well, I mean, Drew, it's a preseason game, right? So you're going to have you're going to have Chris Thorburn and Anthony Peluso rolling out getting a regular shift. So yeah, I don't really read too much into anything I saw tonight, Drew, except for the young guys and how they played. The veterans, and we'll talk about Scheifele, Wheeler, and Kane, but it's still a warm-up.
Let's start with Scheifele, Wheeler, and Kane there. This was my first opportunity, your first opportunity, to see the Winnipeg Jets top line, arguable top line, in person at this game. They didn't play here with the first game we were at, the first exhibition game. What did you think of the Kane, Scheifele, Wheeler line tonight and how they look like they're going to match up against opponents this season?
Well, I think they'll be good against opponents this season. I didn't think they were particularly good tonight. You know, a nice pass, behind-the-back pass, but pass by Kane, excuse me. I believe that was in the second period. So you had a chance here or there. Scheifele on a 2-on-1. I believe that was with Hallischuk. So, I mean, they created some opportunities. We were talking that apparently, you know, they're going to be lining up those Kane and Wheeler on the penalty kill this season. At least that's the rumor rumor Palmieri's talking about heading into the season. I don't like that idea. I think you're going to waste time on regulars, your star regulars. If you're going to increase their ice time, I'd increase it in different capacity, you know, getting them out there a little bit more at even strength. But, I wouldn't read it too much into the regular season performance. Sorry, exhibition performance of that line, Drew. They're trying to get things together. I thought Kane... One thing about Kane, he's got I like that he's engaged in an exhibition game and he always works hard. You can never say anything about his work ethic. But he's got to chill out on trying to fight, you know, two or three guys, Alex Chiasson, whoever it may be. Yeah, he tried to fight Chiasson and a couple other guys tonight, and it's an exhibition game. You don't want to drop your gloves. You just don't want to get hurt. You know,
yeah.
I think playing hard like he does is a good way to not get hurt, because when you slow down, sometimes that's when you get hurt. But you don't need to drop the gloves there. You know, I don't mind if Peluso does, if I'm the Jets brass, but I don't want my star player dropping the gloves, probably at the best of times, but never mind in a meaningless game. And he would have tonight. A couple of times you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, overall, his speed on the forecheck certainly is going to create some opportunities for that line. And I'm interested to see how the chemistry develops. I don't see it there yet, but I can possibly see it happening.
You mentioned Anthony Peluso. He dropped the gloves against Chris Neal after Neal laid a hit on Mark Scheifele. He was penalized for charging, and then it was the most predictable thing to happen in the third period of this game. Is Anthony Peluso sought retribution against Chris Neal.
That's his job.
Of course, that's exactly his job, and he knew how to do it. The start on the Jets' back end, Andre Pavlik, obviously much maligned goaltending for the Winnipeg Jets, gave up the one goal tonight. What did you think of Pavlik's game?
So it was solid. It was pretty square to the shooter. At times I thought they might sneak a puck by him, you know, going around the behind the net. So, you know, side to side stuff a little bit, you know, seems like kind of similar to years past, but I thought he looked like he was pretty square to the shooter for the most part. And the goal that was scored by Buddy Robinson was a beautiful deke. So on a breakaway, and I thing about Pavlik is another breakaway chance against him. I mean, the team gives up some pretty good chances. So I thought he was good. He was first star and that was deserved.
Nick Ehlers scored his first NHL goal, albeit exhibition NHL goal. Uh-huh. It turns out it's the game-winning goal. It gave the Jets a 2-0 lead at that point. They ended up winning 2-1. What do you think of Nick Ehlers tonight?
He's really good. I mean, he's not big enough to play in the NHL right now, and I think that would be a fool's move to keep him up for more than 10 games. But, I mean, it's again, talent's evident. Great skill, great hands, great vision, creativity. A lot of love what you see. And, top 10 pick, right? And he looks like he belongs already. Now, you know, there's going to be times when against bigger guys and against tougher competition, he's going to be in trouble, and that's why you let him develop. But you got to love what you see if you're the Jets brass.
He played with Nick Patan tonight. Uh-huh. What do you think of Nick Patan's game?
I thought he was good. He's a really good passer. He's the reason Ehlers' goal was created by Patan's seam pass to Hallischuk. That's how it got open. Ehlers was on the off wing at an open net, but Patan made the pass. He's a lot better, Drew, on the power play than he is on even strength. And that's going to be the key to me. He's young and he's early, and I'd send him back to Portland. But can he create enough space for himself at even strength? Because when he's on the power play, it's a different game. on the half boards, anywhere. He roams around a bit. Creative guy. You see him try to evade contact, but when it's 5-on-5, I don't have to tell you how different the game is, but especially for a small center. So you got to see more of him. And the problem if you have Patan is Scheifele can put on 30 pounds.
Right.
Patan can't.
Because he just doesn't have the height necessary to put it on without affecting his speed and everything else. JC Lepon, he played sort of a third line role here tonight. His game was sort of understated, but I thought it was effective.
Yeah, he played hard. He was willing to battle, but he's not a very big guy, Drew.
Sensing a theme.
He can't push all. He can't, the other guys, Patan and Ehlers aren't big, but Ehlers can skate like the wind. And Patan's a good skater. He's not as fast as Ehlers, but he's smart enough and he's great with the puck. Lepon is push off the puck. And if you're going to be a kind of a plugger on the bottom line, really, it's the bottom right, fourth right line right winger, the guys like Thorburn have an edge because they're bigger. And they can grind it a bit. And so you wonder. But, certainly wasn't a lack of effort. And, maybe another year. And he's certainly not ready for the NHL, if ever. But St. John's, another year there. Maybe he can get ready.
Didn't see Adam Lowry tonight. Didn't see Josh Morrissey. Those are the two other young players that people are keeping an eye on to see if they can crack the opening day roster.
Well, Morrissey will probably stick around for 6, 7, 8 games. I wouldn't keep him up all year. But I'd keep him up for that just because their defense is terrible. To be honest, their defense just doesn't look good right now. The guys battling, they call it a battle for the bottom two spots, but it's just a matter of who's going to...
Whose fault might be the ultimate winner.
That's right. But I keep him around. I get him the experience, and then I send him back. I've said it before. Lowry's the only guy.
Has he done enough, to your mind, to make this team?
Lowry?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done enough. And again, we judge the checking guys a lot easier than we do the scoring guys. But yeah, he has, and the role he needs to play on this team needs the left winger. He can play wing and center. They could use a big body. He's a big body. He's a smart player. And you're burning a year anyways, and he's played in the A. So yeah, I think it makes sense there. But if you talk about development and development, what the Jets do, there's a reason Lowry's ready. And the other guys aren't.
Right.
So...
Jets are next in action on Thursday night when they'll travel to Calgary to play the Flames in the first of a home-and-home series. The Flames back at MTS Center to wrap up the exhibition season come Saturday.
I would expect Hutchinson to play Thursday. Mm-hmm. Interested to see how he plays. That's actually the one storyline I would be focused on if I was a Jets fan.
Sure, because you're a little bit concerned about what you saw last night in Edmonton.
Well, I really saw it, I thought, in the first game we saw here against... who do we see here the first time?
Minnesota,
yeah, that's right. Solid, but I look kind of shaky in a couple there yesterday, cheating off the post and things like that. So I just want to see, if you're a Jets fan, and certainly goaltending is a concern, there's no doubt about that. You want to see how Hutchinson plays because, Pavlik has played so many games in the National Hockey League. At the end of the day, kind of what the baseline is. You don't know what it is with Hutchinson.
Right.
So you don't want him to not be confident going into, Pavlik can shield himself from the critics and still play at a level, whether you believe that to be a starting level or not, at a level in the National Hockey League, and Hutchinson, you want to make sure he doesn't lose confidence in the exhibition season.
Sure. So that's next, Jets in Calgary on Thursday. You can catch that game on TSN 1290 and, of course, on TSN 3. Saturday night, they're back home here at the MTS Center to wrap up the exhibition season. There will be no post-game podcast as we are. We will be solemnly observing the Yom Kippur holiday that day. Of course, we return to the TSN 1290 airwaves next Wednesday. So what's that? 8 days from today with the debut edition of NHL Midweek. No Illegal Curve Hockey Show this Saturday again for Yom Kippur.
But there'll be a replay.
But there will be a replay of last week's, exactly right, yep, of last week's NHL season preview show.
I think will be very applicable still.
I think it still will be very relevant indeed. So if you missed any of that from this past Saturday, it'll be on TSN 1290 Saturday morning, of course, 9 a.m. on TSN 1290. Mm-hmm. For my colleague Richard Pollock, for producer Michael Remus, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Stay tuned for audio from both the Jets dressing room and the Ottawa Senators dressing room.